Anticiper, mettre en relation, synthétiser. Question 10.
News 14's Biotine.
We interview a lot of journalists on our program. Here's one that's attempting to reach a coveted audience, teens. Olivia Seltzer is 15, and she's created a daily newsletter that covers the day's top headlines for her peers. It's called The Cram. Olivia joins us now from Santa Barbara. She's founder and editor-in-chief. Olivia, it's great to speak with you.
It's so great to speak with you, too. Thank you so much for having me.
So why did you decide to create The Cram?
So pretty much right after the 2016 presidential election, I noticed that all of my peers at my junior high school, the only thing we were talking about was news and politics. But what I also noticed was that there was no news source for young people, so no one I knew was actually reading or watching the news and turning this interest into anything.
We saw you profiled in Teen Vogue, which has gotten a lot of attention for its political coverage. How do you write the news that's different than the way something like NPR would, you know, the mainstream media, so to speak?
Yeah, so I write The Cram exactly how I talk to my friends. And also, everything I write, I'm writing it from a young person's perspective. And I think that that's really important. When I have my top story of the day, it's not necessarily going to be the top story at every news source, but it is going to be the top story in the eyes of young people